I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka will reduce its military as a way to deal with an ongoing financial crisis. By 2024, the number of military personnel will drop by a third. Amid continuing food and fuel shortages, the country expects a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. Joe Handley with Asian Access says,
in addition to a political crisis where the government basically collapsed and then they voted in a new government, sadly, it's basically the same players or different players, but same entity. So corruption is huge. But in the middle of all that, you've got a pandemic that has a cascading economic crisis.
Handley says the inflation in Sri Lanka is about 300% higher than in the United States. But churches are stepping out, providing for their neighbors in the name of Jesus. Ask God to strengthen them. And it's been over 2 months since American missionary pilot Ryan Coer was imprisoned in Mozambique. Ryan, a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, was arrested on false terrorism accusations by airport police while transferring orphanage supplies. Now, who better to share an update than Ryan's wife, Annabelle Coer?
He has been let out of isolation. He's still in the same cell, but some of the restrictions have been lifted. He is allowed outside time for an hour a day, and we just received a letter this week that he was able to attend the church service. And at the church service, he was able to share a word of encouragement and exhortation to the others there, being doers of the word and not just hearers only.
Pray for Ryan's release and for more gospel opportunities. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.